Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Psalm 23, verse 6, and actually just the first part of verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So Psalm 23 is a pretty well-known psalm. That first line, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall want nothing," is so familiar and so loved. The whole psalm is so familiar and loved, and it's often heard at kind of the darkest moments of our lives, often at funerals or at hospitals, in moments of grief and loss. And it's no wonder this whole psalm contains promise after promise of just what it means to be loved by God, to be found by God, and to be a child of God. It's kind of a go-to section of scripture for many people. So if you don't know Psalm 23, if you've been away from the Bible for a while or you just can't remember quite what it says, just take a second and go read it. It's only 6 verses. We can wait. Take a pause. Come back. It's a very familiar psalm. But sometimes when we hear a verse or a section of scripture a lot, like we do with Psalm 23, we can miss some of the meaning and power contained within it. It's distracting when we hear it a lot. We get distracted by the comfort we take from the words, or we get distracted by remembering the last time we heard it and what was happening then, especially if it was during a funeral or a difficult moment in our lives. When this is the case, I find it helpful to read it in a different light, often using the Message, this trusty Bible paraphrase by Eugene Peterson. Now, this paraphrase is not perfect and often doesn't help me, but sometimes hearing this verse, a familiar verse, in a new way can give it new life and meaning. And really, Psalm 23 is one of those times. Peterson paraphrases that 6th verse of Psalm 23 as, "Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life." What an image that is of God. The beauty and love of God just chasing after you in single-minded pursuit of you. No matter how far you stray, no matter where you go, no matter what is happening in your life, there is such comfort to know that there is beauty and love of God nearby. Now, the words used in the original Hebrew matter here, and so the first ones we can look at are tove and hesed, which mean goodness and mercy. They can also mean favor and kindness or beauty and love. All good things, tove and chesed, faithfulness. Now, the other word that we can't ignore in the Hebrew is radaf, which means to pursue. And when you put them all together in this verse, it means that God's love and kindness, God's faithfulness and mercy and goodness are pursuing you each and every day. And while for some of us the thought of God chasing us might not be super comforting on the surface, it's really helpful to put it into context of this entire psalm. Remember that first line, "God is our shepherd." And if God is our shepherd, then we are sheep, and we need someone to take care of us, who helps get us to a pasture where we are safe, where we can graze and rest. The one who gathers us back as we stray, the one who pursues us because she loves us and wants the best for us. When we get ourselves into a pickle and we leave the flock, God goes after us. God is our shepherd. And God's love and mercy and kindness and faithfulness and beauty and goodness just don't give up. Thank goodness. So look around this week, uplifters, or even just today. Look around. Even if you're going through something difficult, even if the day feels less than hopeful, even if you feel like God is far away, I promise you she is near, single-minded in her pursuit of you and your life. How do I know this? As the last verse in Peterson's version says, the beauty and love of God chase after you every day so that, why? I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. What a promise, uplifters. What a gift that we have that we can hold on to in those dark times and dark days and hard moments. There is no promise bigger or better than that. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.